prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 9 September 2020. You are in for a special treat tonight. We're going to bring up two guests tonight. We're going to talk to Sue Thayer and Dr. Haywood Robison. Sue worked as a coordinator, I guess you say, a director for Planned Parenthood. Dr. Haywood had a career for a while as an abortion doctor, as we would call him, a murder doctor. Both are going to share their testimonies, how they come with, how got their eyes open, how they come to Christ and got to know right and wrong, folks, in this issue. Don't miss this. You don't want to miss this at all. Before I bring them up, though, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, I'll be in the office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 to take your phone call, say hi to you, and just have a good chat. If you want to talk to Crystal and order anything, we'll be here to fill orders tomorrow also. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. And that will save us some money, folks, in a phone bill if you use the toll number, okay? And again, don't forget we're here tonight because Melody Seastrom, if you listen on shortwave, Melody Seastrom is paying for WWCR shortwave time right now as you're listening. So maybe if you like the program, you need to call and thank her. And then while you're talking to her, you might want to ask her about how you can plan for your financial future, folks, with a little bit of gold and silver in your keeping for hard times ahead. Call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And don't forget, we are offering the packs on the book, our pre-trib one. I'll be shipping some out of here tomorrow, folks. We ordered 10 packs of 10 books. Because if you buy one copy, it's $20. If you buy 10 in a packet, it's $40. Nice gifts to give somebody. And as I said before, I don't agree with everything in there that he says in May, he thinks in May of prophecy. But he does a great job explaining how pre-trib is not biblical. And it's very important people know this. So you can call tomorrow, like I said, 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Order the books, pre-trib, how pre-trib won. Order one book if you like 20, or 10 of them for 40. It's your call. We'd love to send them to you. And we'll bring up again, as I mentioned last night, we picked up a few more cases of John Daniel's book, The Grand Design Exposed. There were some left, and these are the last ones I know of in existence that's going to be published and put out there, or at least put out there. We have them over at less than half the price. Actually, a third of the price. You can find them online. $10 a piece that includes shipping. If you want to understand the tie between, we'll say, cultic religion in America and how they plan to take over this country, this book is a must. The Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel. $10, folks. While they last, when they're going, I don't want them anymore. It's hard to say. And, of course, make mention that this coming Saturday, We're going to be in Charleston at the Charleston State Capitol. I told you last night to be on the Kanawha River side. It's wrong. We'll be on the opposite side. They're doing construction on the Kanawha River side, so we're going to be on the opposite side. We'll be on the north side of the Capitol, right beside the replica of the Liberty Bell. At noon, we're going to try to get a point across that the governor needs to reopen the state all the way. Now, we're one of the most blessed states. I mean, we're not harassed to death right here. The businesses are still hurting because of the regulations in this state. So we're going to try to get across to the governor that we're getting tired of this. We won't be able to go back to what we're supposed to do as a people, provide for our families, and travel freely across the state. So noon on Saturday, I'll be there, Lord willing. Come and join us. If you're there, please come look me up and say hi to me. This will be at Charleston State Capitol Building on the north side, the side where the replica of Liberty Bell is. So please come and join us if you can at all. We'd love to have you, and I sincerely do mean that. And I hope that you, and I said I wasn't going to mention this anymore, but I have to. It's too important not to. The teaching I did on August 1st about the Mark of the Beast, and the video at the end of it where Dr. Cassie Majet explained what's in the vaccine. It's too important not to offer again. Folks, you get CD or DVD, but I recommend DVD because you want to see what I'm saying. And watch Dr. Cassie explain her expose on the vaccine. $10, folks, delivered to your door. CD or DVD, but again, I recommend DVD. I'm going to offer that for a while longer because it's so important. I think we're coming awful close to the time. You're going to make a final and maybe fatal decision in the wrong direction if you're not careful. So the Mark the Beast is still available. If you want it, you can call tomorrow and order it. We have some here in the office, actually. Love for you to get it, so please feel free to call and ask about it. Now, I guess that I said is Sue Thayer, who was a director or a manager for Planned Parenthood. Also, Dr. Haywood Robinson, who did not work for Planned Parenthood directly, but who was a doctor that performed abortions for some years, who had his eyes open finally to the truth behind Planned Parenthood and what abortion is. Now, Dr. Haywood, I'm going to let you say hi. I know you got to make a trip inside the motel there, but you say hi to everybody, I'll turn you loose. You're going inside, I'll talk to you where you're going. Are you there, Dr. Haywood?
Oh, I'm just blessed this evening, Pastor, and just looking forward to joining my colleague, Sue. You know, we've both worked together for 40 Days for Life, looking forward to our fall campaign starting September 23rd for prayer and fasting in front of the killing centers all around the planet. But I'm just looking forward to sharing my testimony, talking to your audience, and just sharing the goodness of the Lord and how He can deliver you from darkness to light.
Amen. Well, you go do what you got to do, and I'll talk to Sue in the meantime, okay? Just let us know when you're back.
I'll be back with you in a moment.
Okay. Sue Thayer, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Thank you for having me on, Pastor Butch.
Oh, it's my honor, sweetheart. It really is. It's my honor to have you on tonight. You and Dr. Haywood both, it's just fully our honor to have you on Call to Decision Ministries. We want so desperately to help people see the truth behind all issues, especially on the issue of baby murder and sacrifice. And folks, believe me when I tell you this, abortion, we call abortion, but it's just plain murder, has been a tool that Satan has used to gain glory and influence in this nation and to cause this nation to be judged. Abortion is a satanic sacrifice. And Sue, I want to just get started with you, like I said, and tell the folks a little bit about Sue Thayer. Who are you? Where you come from? And just give us a little bit of bio about Sue.
Sure. I live in Storm Lake, Iowa. It's a very rural community, born and raised here. Started working for Planned Parenthood here in town in early 1991, actually. Felt like it was a good place to work, and didn't really understand much about abortion. I grew up in a secular home where we really didn't talk about such things. And suddenly I found myself in the midst of all this controversy. And the clinics that I managed were family planning only. But within a short time of starting there, all managers go to the abortion unit. And it's kind of like a litmus test to see if you can take it, if you can survive it. if anyone saw the movie Unplanned, there's a scene in there where Abby goes in to the products of conception room, we call it POC lab, and looks in the little bowl at the dismembered parts of the baby. And if you can't make it through that, then you are not moving up in Planned Parenthood. And so I did that, survived it, went home and decided that the best thing to do was to promote family planning and try to not have surgical abortions. And at that time, Planned Parenthood promoted their philosophy of safe, legal, and rare abortions. And of course, that has changed. Now they advocate for free, on demand, and without apology. And so it's very different than even what it was just a couple years ago. But worked there for many, many years, almost 18 years, actually. And
wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, they started doing something called webcam abortion, which is a chemical abortion or a medication abortion, but done with no doctor on site. And so we were doing those all across Iowa, and I spoke up.
No, wait a minute. The doctor watched it from somewhere else?
Correct. Kind of like a Skype-like connection. A non-medical person did all of the transvaginal ultrasound and all the things that needed to be done ahead of time. And then the doctor would log on for just a couple minutes, see the patient on the computer screen, and then she could push a button on her computer that popped open a drawer at the remote center. And then the woman would take the pills while the doctor watched. And they counted that as a doctor's visit, an office visit.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. And so I spoke up against that and ultimately was fired, which was a good thing, really, to be fired.
Yeah, it was a good thing. But I have to ask this now. I'm going to ask some pretty hard questions and direct questions. Hope you don't mind.
Mm-mm.
Why would you ever consider even going to work in a clinic where they actually kill babies? I mean, did you did not realize that they were actually living babies? Was that what you thought? They were just blobs of tissue?
Well, you know, that's what Planned Parenthood really promotes. And once you get started there, they have trainings. They have ways of helping their staff believe that what they do is really help women. It's a moral thing that these women are in need of help and we need to be there for them. And if we're not, you know, women are going to die. And they would have clergy, what they called clergy, write letters to each of the centers, the Planned Parenthood centers, and say, you know, bless the work that's done here, the sacred work, and bless those who do it. And we would frame those and put them on the wall kind of as a way to justify really what we were doing. And
did it work? Did it sear people's conscience to the point they didn't think about it?
That's true. That is correct. You know, when you're doing what happens at Planned Parenthood, if you do that on a daily basis, you have to have a measure of hardness of heart. And either it's the money. I mean, I was paid a lot of money to be there. Managers of abortion centers are well paid. So that's part of the appeal. But some women that work there really just like the cutting edge. They like the controversy, and they buy into the lie that you're really helping women when, in fact, you know, you're doing anything but that.
Well, whenever you were there, did anybody ever come in and change your mind while they were there?
Well, it was really our job to sell the abortion. We didn't do surgical abortions at the center that I managed, but we would have a woman come in and do a pregnancy test. We'd say it's positive. What are you thinking? And she'd say,
I'm going to keep interrupting you, but now, was it always positive for sure, or did y'all sometimes make that up?
No, we would do a urine pregnancy test and 3 minutes, you know, to find out the results. And then we would tell this woman, well, you're pregnant, and kind of get around to saying, how much are you going to be able to pay today? And if she'd say, well, I can't pay anything, our next line would be, well, then how are you going to afford to have a baby? Why don't we just go ahead and get the abortion scheduled? Here's the paperwork. You know, we can get everything set up and we can get you in our Sioux City office next week. And if you wait, the price is going to go up. So we were very, we were very adept at, kind of getting that hook in there and getting the women to think, well, okay, I really need to get this done. And, you know, the longer you wait, the more expensive it's going to be. And then when they came out with the webcam abortion, they would come in and we'd do the urine pregnancy test and we could say, hey, we can take care of the problem for you today. 45 minutes in and out. All you have to do is take a pill. And so women would find out they were pregnant and then start the abortion process all in one very short visit.
Well, how did it pay for the services?
Well, that's a whole nother thing that Planned Parenthood employees are very good at is, you know, do you have credit cards? Does your partner have credit cards? Do you have any friends that can help? We can apply for a credit card today, you know, all of those things. And of course, it's easy to apply for credit. And workers there are very good at figuring out how they can pay. And worst case scenario, there's something called the Justice Fund, which helps women that absolutely have no financial resources pay for their abortions. And large donors contribute to that. Employees are invited to contribute to that. So there's this kind of slush fund for women that absolutely can't come up with the full amount.
Well, how much does the federal government or state governments pay in this?
Well, I suppose it depends on the state, but here in Iowa, we would have a unique way of billing parts of the abortion process to Medicaid or a third-party payer. So the ultrasound, some of the medications, some of that kind of stuff was billed separate from the abortion. So it was, you know, a way to pad the bottom line.
Did you see any cuts from the federal government along the way? I mean, I know Trump promised to do a lot of cutting. He hadn't done much of it. But have you seen any cuts while you were there? Did anybody really try to cut back on funding of the murder clinic?
Not so much. Title 10 funding when I was there was always at risk. They were always talking about, you know, the possibility of losing Title 10. Title 20 was another funding source that wasn't a very large part of our budget, but no, you know, if there was any serious threat, they really use that as a fundraising tool. And of course, they have a lot of mega donors, you know, that really contribute large amounts of money.
And what was the attitude of the people you work with? Were they most unfriendly individuals, or were they hard-hearted? What was the attitude of most of them?
All over the board, you know, most of the workers there are good people. They're nice people, and they're just trying to put food on the table or you know, whatever. But if you work daily in an abortion facility, you do have that hardness of heart in order to survive. And you can't look at that day in and day out without having, you know, some kind of problem.
Do I hear a zipper or something back here? It's kind of covering your speech up.
Yeah, it's not me.
Okay, it's like a zipper back there. But anyway, the ladies come in there to kill their babies, took the medicine. I guess they went home, and of course the effect of the pills take place at home.
Correct. Yeah, the first set of pills taken at the clinic blocks the hormones to the baby, essentially starving it to death. It dies. And then a day or two later at home, the woman takes the next set of pills, misoprostol, and that starts the contractions. And the woman delivers the tiny deceased fetus at home.
And how many times were you there? Did they have complications?
That was part of the problem is, you know, I explained how quickly a woman could start that process without much thought as to what she was doing. And we would often have women get the pills at one of the centers in Iowa and then come to Storm Lake and say, you know, what am I going to do? I didn't mean to do that. Is there any way to stop it? And of course, at that time, there was not. Now, we do have fairly successful, rate of abortion pill reversal. And if women take those soon enough, you know, it can stop the process. But
I just wonder what does to the baby after it's born, though. What kind of side effects? It has to have some side effects.
Well,
it has to have something. The baby's already been poisoned. Wow.
Yeah,
so this
had pretty good results with it.
This is phenomenal. And this question may be kind of hard to answer, but how many abortions do you think that took place where you were there that you were part of?
I went to a healing retreat one time for former abortion workers, and that was one of the things they wanted us to do was put a number on it. And I worked there almost 18 years, and I spent many days in the abortion unit helping, and I sold many, many abortions. And I have never put a number on it. I don't really want to. I don't want to think about it. I still live in the community where I did all this. And so I will still to this day run into women that will come up to me and say, do you remember me? And I typically say no, even if I do, but I'll say no. And they'll say, will you help me get an abortion? Or, you tried to sell me an abortion and I didn't do it. And here's my child, you know, so I've kind of had the whole range of contact with women that have been through it. Some are angry, some are relieved that they didn't do it. But I've never had somebody say, I almost had an abortion through Planned Parenthood. I didn't do it, but I wish I would have. You know, nobody ever says that.
Wow. And
yeah.
I think we'll have to get Dr. Haywood on a second. When did you come to the realization that what you were doing was murder?
It was a process for me. I ended up discovering Christian radio, and that really blessed me in a big way. And I would listen to teaching and music and heard an interview with Iowa Right to Life. And I remember thinking I need to call them and tell them about this horrible webcam abortion thing. And that was really one of the first big steps. And then I kind of left the big denominational church that I'd been in for so many years that would often be supportive of my work at Planned Parenthood.
Now I want to make this point. You went to a so-called church mm-hmm. that supported murdering children.
Correct. The pastor there, at the time I left, knew that we were starting abortions at the Storm Lake Center, and he said, hey, can I come down and escort the women in? You're going to have protesters there, and I want to help them, you know, be on your side.
Oh, my gracious.
And I remember saying, aren't you supposed to be on the opposite end of this, you know, this controversy? And he said, oh, no, I've been on the board at Planned Parenthood. I love the work they do.
And what denomination was this?
It was the Methodist Church here in town.
Oh, my gosh, people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the Methodist Church, probably, folks, if you give to Methodist, your local church, it goes into the hierarchy. If you do that, shame on you is all I can say. Shame on you. I know Dr. Haywood just joined us, and I'm going to bring him up. And Sue, you stand by. I'm not through with you yet, okay?
I will. Yep, I'll be right
okay.
here.
Okay. Dr. Haywood, are you there?
I'm right here, my brother. How you going, my man?
I'm doing fine. We just had a great conversation with Sue, and a heartbreaking conversation at the same time. And now I want to talk to you because, folks, I really admire this man's courage, his spiritual courage to stand up and say what he did. This man actually helped put unborn babies to death. He come to the light of Jesus Christ, and of course that changed his heart and his life. Dr. Haywood Robinson, I call him Dr. Haywood, it kind of fits together. How long were you in the practice of abortions?
Well, I was not in it that long, but I don't think the duration of time really makes a difference. I would say probably 2 to 3 years. I did abortions or learned to do them in residency training, you know, in South Central L.A., and moonlighted, in other words, for those people in the audience that don't know what that is, after hours, you know, weekends, evenings, going to abortion facilities all around Southern California during the late 1970s and early 1980s, there were so many abortion facilities, you could just get a job very easily once you were licensed. So it was an easy way to make money. I worked with people like Sue. who was the person who would be the administrator or director or sometimes the owner. And basically what we would do was split the money. So I would call in and say, Sue, you know, how many tabs? We have all kind of euphemisms for the procedure. Tab makes it sound like it's not so bad, but that's a euphemism for therapeutic abortion. Now, that's a lie because abortion, therapy for an abortion, that's oxymoronic, right? An abortion is not medicine because pregnancy is not a disease. So we have all of these things. Even we used to have a term called, excuse me, VIP. That makes it, the patient sound important. VIP means voluntary interruption of pregnancy. Oh, so you interrupt the pregnancy. Well, when do you start it back? Well, you don't. It's over once you do the procedure. So, you know, on a given Saturday in an evening, could do 7, 10, 12 abortions.
Wow.
Basically what you would have are two procedure rooms. You always have two rooms. That way when the doctor is doing one procedure, killing one baby, they've already got the mother in the next room. So all you got to do, peel off your gloves. You don't say bye to the patient. You just go to the next room and do it in. And what you're doing is a procedure that takes about, 8 to 10 minutes. And you just go boom, 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 boom. Now, the audience might be thinking, well, how do you do that? Well, first off, working in these facilities is not a fun thing to do. In your heart, I think all of us knew this is just not the right thing. But, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil, and the devil is an expert at making you feel comfortable doing something that you know is wrong. I take full responsibility for what I've done. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven me, but what we see here is the lie that has been bought all the way, we're talking about millennia ago, with the children of Israel. They did the same thing. They burned their children. We kill our children. It's unfortunate, repetitive behavior that we tend to do in humans, and now we have a global Holocaust that takes 60 million babies a year on the planet Earth.
Well, you know, people don't stop to think that this is a worship service, so to speak. This is a satanic worship service. You're murdering babies, which glorifies Satan, and that's what it all boils down to. But now, obviously, then your conscience bothered you when you started doing this.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I think everyone in the audience can think about something that they did that wasn't right. Was it cheating on their taxes? Was it cheating on a spouse? Was it pornography? Whatever. What happens is you may have something in your mind.
Doctor, hang on to the. We're going to break, Doctor. Hang on to the break. Don't lose that thought. Back at the break, folks.
We'll
more plus phone call next half
on.
Hour. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store-bought food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All right, folks, let's jump right back in here because we're talking to Dr. Haywood Robinson and Sue Thayer. But Dr. Sue worked for the abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, the murder provider, I should say, as coordinator. Dr. Haywood did performed the abortions himself, and he said something right before the break I want to reiterate. Sin is sin. Of course, murder of an innocent child is a terrible sin, no doubt. But our Savior, Jesus Christ, is willing, capable, and very anxious to forgive you of whatever sin you may have committed in your life. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you're a druggie, an alcoholic, a child molester, a wife beater, a husband beater. I don't care who you are. He can make you a new creature. He can redeem your soul. He paid for it on the cross of Calvary with his own blood. He can do that for you. He wants to do it for you. He will change your life and make you a brand new creature in Him. And folks, the difference is phenomenal. There's no words to describe it. And Dr. Haywood, you shared some things already, and from what you said, I can tell that you were never really, really comfortable with doing what you were doing. When did you get your eyes open to what you were doing and really kind of realize, hey, this is not right?
Well, you know, it didn't happen, you know, while I was involved with abortion. When it happened, really, a few years after I had stopped, and I went to, rather strange testimony, but I went to a Christian music concert. And some of those folks in the audience might remember a really wonderful artist by the name of Leon Patillo. And he gave, I would say, a quasi-altar call. Now, I was raised to go to church, but this wasn't a church, unfortunately. They didn't preach the gospel. This was a social church, and we won't get in that, but there's a lot of pastors that are going to have to answer
for
God
that.
For that. But when he gave that altar call, he asked everyone who wants things to be 100% right with God to stand up. And I knew, well, now I know it was the Holy Spirit. Before I could even think, I'm standing up, and now I'm wondering, well, what the heck is going on here? I'm standing up, so now I'm looking around to see if anyone else is standing up. It's too embarrassing to sit down now, right? So he prayed what was, I guess, a sinner's prayer. But because I didn't know the basics of salvation and the gospel, I went home, but I knew, I could feel it, Pastor, that something had happened. Well, soon thereafter, my roommate from medical school gave us a visit at home, and I told him what was going on, and he and his wife, and they explained the gospel to me. So it's one of the kind of a retrograde type of thing, but That's how I came to know that the Lord saved me. And what our audience needs to understand, Pastor, that even though you know you're doing something wrong, and I think nobody can tell you that an abortion is right, let's just, you know, you until the Lord Jesus Christ reveals, and the key word is reveals himself to you and exposes your sin, you cannot move to the next level. And that goes for when Saul was on the road of Damascus, and Jesus comes in and said, you know, I'm Jesus. You know, you've persecuted me. This is a guy that's been going out killing and imprisoning Jews. There's no way
well,
you can
he hated,
that, right?
he hated Christians. He's actually killing
Christians.
And he thought he was doing God's work. He really did. But go ahead.
But until Jesus revealed to him, it has to be revelation, it has to be the Holy Spirit that goes to that person and say, bam, this is it, done, over, saved, new life in Christ, transformed by the renewing of your mind, and that's when it all changes.
Amen. Amen. But, you know, Sue and Dr. Robinson both, thank you for your comment on this. When you come to the realization that Christ actually can forgive you for what you've done. Sue, you go first. When you realize this and you finally accepted Christ's sacrifice, I hate to use the word feeling, but how did you respond to that? What was your feelings?
Well, it's a freeing, you know, experience where, you know, the weight of your sin is cumulative. And I had so many years of horrible things, and God had just put it on my heart that when Planned Parenthood was going to start doing these webcam abortions, I thought, that's it. That's where I draw the line. I'm not going to do that. And so he just kept working on my heart, and it was such a long process, really, for me. I'm a slow learner, I guess, but it took me a long time to really fully take hold of just the love that God has for me and the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that I could be free of that and redeemed and set free. And of course, I talk to women all the time that are so broken over an abortion that they've had in their past, and I can't help but relate that to myself. And although I've never had an abortion personally, I've certainly been complicit in hundreds, maybe thousands. And I know I'm forgiven, just like Dr. Haywood, you know, was talking about being set free.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, but it is a process, and it's hard, and especially when you keep running into these women that, you know, you were a part of their abortion, and so it is very difficult. And I know I'm forgiven by God, but it's just my own forgiveness that I struggle with.
What? Well, honey, I believe I can understand that. You know, and forgiving yourself is about the hardest thing you can do, but you have to realize that Christ did it. And you know, as Paul did, Paul said, you know, we forget those things in the past, we press towards the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. So, you know where he come from. Paul knew where he come from. He said he's the chiefest of sinners, but he relied on the grace of Christ. You do the same thing, sweetheart. You're doing a fantastic job. You stay the course, okay?
Amen, I will.
Okay. All right, Dr. Haywood, what was your response whenever you realize, gee, Jesus forgot me. I mean, forgive me. Jesus forgive me. He made me whole. What was your response?
Well, you know, I think as we walk in that forgiveness, we start to ask questions that we know we aren't going to get an answer to, like, you know, Lord, well, why didn't you save me before I was doing all those evil abortions, right? Well, you and I know, everybody, most Christians, God doesn't answer questions like that. I think it would have, been better that I didn't do those abortions. It would have been better that Saul didn't kill and imprison all those
Christians. Yes.
But, you know, it just says that, you know, he who has sinned much is loved much. I mean, I'm forgiven much. So I can't go there. So all I have to do now is, as you said earlier, you know, press forward. You know, I just think about all of those babies. How does he overlook that? Well, he really doesn't. And I think those folks in the audience, if they want to just read one chapter to show what God has done in the past with the sacrifice of preborn children, reading 2 Kings chapter 21, I believe it is,
when Manasseh actually sacrificed and burned his own child.
Yep.
And the temple, you were talking about church. We're talking about the temple of the Most High God was used in the worship of foreign idolic gods and worshiping the Baals, along with this horrific horrific sexual behavior, was all happening in the temple of God.
Yep.
Think about that.
Yep.
It's crazy. But it was happening, and these were God's chosen people. So it lets you know that, you know, the depravity of man, a lot of people, the humanists, say, oh, well, man, we're generally nice people. No, we're not. We have a sin nature, and man is evil, and until he gets to a saving knowledge and likeness of Jesus Christ, you're doomed. And I was doomed long before I did my first abortion. Now, I wasn't going to hell because I did an abortion. I was going to hell because I didn't know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All
That's
right?
exactly right.
So you got to get that straight now. You got to get that straight.
But you know,
That's
both
right.
you and Sue now can take your past experiences and witness to many people who maybe are going through the same thing. And I'm sure somebody tonight's listening who's had an abortion, who's thinking about having an abortion, and maybe someone who provides abortions is listening tonight. And folks, whoever you may be, our God is able to forgive you. Let's take a phone call before we're in out of town. Let's go to our brother Gary in Arizona. Gary has been a warrior for the unborn for a lot of years, he and his wife. Welcome, Gary. Come on in.
Thank you, Butch. Dr. Robinson, Sue, God bless you so much for sharing your testimony about coming out of the darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
And his light will light anybody who repents. I just want to make that clear. Of course, I know that you know that because you experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll ask both of you, have you ever heard of a life-saving, a baby-saving couple organizations here, Created Equal, Missionaries to the Preborn, or Survivors? Have either of you heard of those missions?
You know, I have not.
Well, Created Equal Missionaries of Preborn. Yes. Go ahead.
No, I haven't. Go ahead.
How about you, Sue?
Yes, I've heard of Created Equal.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I just want to make it clear because I belong to all three of the ones that I just set there. And so what I do is I set up street displays out here, and I show people what abortion truly is. And I also show them what natural affection is. I set up signs of mothers kissing their babies, their newborn babies, hugging their newborn babies, you know, mother and father, you know, being together with their children. And I also show pictures of children that has been aborted or dismembered. So I set those displays up on the street so the churched and the unchurched get to see the same thing.
Amen.
And since I've been here where I'm at in Arizona, I have went to 21 churches and tried to get somebody to help me with what we do, trying to expose the evil that is taking place in our nation. And when a nation does not have natural affection, there is no possible good that can come from that nation. I don't care if it's America or a small nation or so on and so forth.
That's true.
So I am a street preacher, and I do preach that on the streets. But I've had more trouble with pastors who say that they're pro-life but do nothing to save it. And then, well, they do rail on me because I'm out there, and I heard so many times, Brother Gary, you know, there's a better way. And I said, well, you tried your better way for 47 years. Now you tell me the better way. And, and then that just starts a stuttering contest with the elders and so on and so forth. Now that's unfortunate. I mean, I'd like to make one more thing. I went to a Methodist church here in Sanford, Arizona. It's a big church, fairly big. And so I was passing out anti-abortion literature in a parking lot. So a guy come out and he says, well, you can't do that on church property. He says, you're going to have to make an appointment with the pastor. I say, I ain't making an appointment with nobody. So I just walked into church. So it was a female pastor. As a matter of fact, the pastor was a female. And also the associate pastor was a female. But when I walked in there, which I swear, as soon as I walked in and I had the information in my hand, I thought this girl kept on backing away from me and backing away from me. I thought she was going to go right through the wall. and before I got a chance to talk to her, so finally, you know, she didn't have no choice but to talk to me, so she kept that very short as possibly as she could. Said, would you mind sharing this literature, you know, with the rest of the congregation? And she says, well, just, you know, give me one packet. Now I had about 15 of them in my hand. And she said, well, let me have one, and then I'll get back to you. Well, naturally, she didn't get back to me. And about, 45 to 50% of the churches that I did go to that say that they're anti-abortion, they never got back to me either.
Dr. Robinson was, Dr. Hay was just saying, Sue both went to churches that more or less condoned it. Matter of fact, Sue's pastor wanted to help walk the people to murder the babies. And Dr. Haywood's church, he said, was a social club. So, Gary, what you're facing, sad to say, is common in America today.
Yes, Butch, you know, unfortunately it is. And, you know, the signs of the times today, that we all know that this evil has just engulfed this nation. And when you got 60 to 70 million babies being murdered right here in this nation, and people don't like it when I say that, but it's just true, and a doctor, you agree with this. You know, if you got 60 or 70 million babies that have been aborted, that means that you've got 60 or 70 million murderers walking around. You bump into them every day, and you don't know it.
That's true.
Now, by the grace of God, like happened to the doctor and happened to Sue, could happen to them if the church would come out behind the four walls, declare Jesus Christ, and declare him to be life, and he come to give us life and give it to us more abundantly and put natural affection back in. I'm sorry, I'm hollering. I do this. I was occasionally. And put natural affection back in this nation, maybe the judgment of God would turn, and we would have some sanity back in this nation.
Go ahead, Gary.
I will close. I'll let somebody else get on here, or they could talk.
All right.
It's a blessing to know, Doctor, that you came out, and I know that you and Sue are gonna minister to many, many people. And I love you. Butch loves you. I'm sure everybody at Call to Decision does. And I'm sure that everybody and the three the survivors, missionaries to the preborn and created equal, will love you and will pray for you because I communicate with them all. So thank you so very much for what you do. Thank you, Butch. I love you and everybody
right,
there.
Brother. Thank
God,
you so
God
much.
God bless you, and you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
What a sweet phone call.
By
the way, we're going to run out of time before we know it. Do you all have websites or any way people that can contact you and maybe ask questions about how did you come out of this or can you help me through this? Do you have a way people can contact you?
Sure. They can go to 40daysforlife.com, our website, and hit the contact button and just send an email and it will eventually get to it'll go to our info line, but then from there it'll go to either Dr. Haywood or myself.
Now, is that 40, the number 40, or spelled out 40?
Yeah, 40, and then write out daysforlife.com.
All right, folks, you heard that, 40daysforlife.com. You can go on there and send an email, and they will get back to you on this. And is there a phone number they can call also, by any chance, on this site, or somebody that they can call?
It is on the site. I don't know our toll-free number. Do you, Dr. Haywood?
You know, I don't know that number. Nobody calls. I mean, people call it, and it's picked up, but I don't know the office phone number. But
well,
when you
that's
go to
all
the
right.
website, the phone number is on that website, 40 Days for Life.
I'll do this, folks. If you want to call, if you want to get in touch with me, you don't have computers, and a lot of people that listen to this broadcast do not do computers, you call me at the office tomorrow, and we'll find the phone number and give it to you.
Here.
Just to let us know. We'll find
Pastor
it before we give it to
I've
you.
I've got it here.
Okay, what is it?
It's 888.
Okay.
And then the word life, L-I-F-E, 316.
Life 316.
So again, it would be 888-543-3316.
All right, folks. That's 888-LIFE-316 or 888-543-3316. If you missed that, call me tomorrow in the office. Like I said, 800-777-4403. We'll get the number to you. We can call. And folks, I beg you, I implore you in the name of Jesus Christ that if you've had an abortion, considering a murdering a baby, or you've worked in these fields, if for anything, please feel free to contact these folks. Ask questions. And I'll say this to move on. If you have never accepted Christ as your Savior, folks, I have a toll-free number away tomorrow to talk to you. All of us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, that includes Dr. Haywood, that includes Sue, all of us. We're all saved by the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, by His blood shed on the cross of Calvary. We'll all receive the same spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. It's a free gift, paid for in full, on the cross of Calvary. And if you call tomorrow, I want to talk to you about this. If you want to talk about tomorrow, you want to know about how to be born again, how to become a new creature in Christ, you're tired of living in the world and being all tore up all the time and frustrated, angry, or whatever it may be, on drugs or whatever it may be. I know the man who can set you free from these chains. And I'll be glad to introduce you to him tomorrow if you want to call. And we're down to about the last 6-7 minutes here. And I'm going to go back to Sue. Sue, what do you want to tell people tonight before I let you go?
I guess my main message would be that we all have a voice, and God is counting on each one of us to use it. You don't have to have had a crazy story like Dr. Haywood or I worked in the abortion industry to be able to speak up for life, but we are facing our fall 40 Days for Life vigil here starting the 23rd of September, and we're in 588 locations all around the world. And so there should be one somewhere near you, hopefully, and if there isn't, you can still join us in prayer, but standing on the sidewalk in front of an abortion facility saves lives. We know that. Women turn around when they see us out there praying, and Abby Johnson herself said up to 75% of their appointments wouldn't show up. I would say in my facility it was a little bit lower than that, maybe about 50%, but that's still a lot of lives
saved. That's a lot of them.
Somebody's out there praying. Yeah, so join us, and God will use you in ways you never imagined.
All right. Dr. Haywood, what do you want to say?
Well, I'd just like to say that I'm thinking about your theme song that was talking about warfare.
This is
we fight not against flesh and blood.
Yes.
I mean, our enemy is the devil. He's not the abortion. The enemy is not the abortionist. The enemy is not Planned Parenthood. And that, you know, Jesus talked about some only come out of our prayer and fasting. 40 Days for Life is about prayer and fasting. But we've got to put our boots on the ground. Once God saves you, He's got a purpose. He wants to work through you to make a difference out there. We've got to stop this killing. It is going to stop, Pastor, but I don't want it to stop the same way it did for Israel and Judah when we read 2 Kings, you know, chapter 21.
Yes.
I want it to end, hopefully, with the body of Christ, or in 2 Chronicles 7:14, with, you know, through the Supreme Court or a combination thereof. I don't want to see, I mean, we've just worked through this endemic. If you think that COVID-19 is bad, what do you think that God could release on us if we continue in this sin? We also have the capability that most of the life on this planet could get wiped out in less than an hour with the weapons we have. So this will end, but I don't want it to end in a bad, bad way. So we need believers to come out, pray, to do work in pro-life, regardless of this 40 days, pregnancy resource centers, the ministry that Gary talked about earlier. We've got to get out and make a difference and not behave like the people of God did under Manasseh's reign.
Amen. Amen. You know,
and other evil kings.
After Manasseh sinned that sin in 2 Kings 24:4, the Lord God told Manasseh he's not going to pardon that sin for that nation. And that was a scary thing, folks. Please understand this is for real. And Sue Thayer, Dr. Haywood Robinson, I cannot tell you how much I have appreciated meeting you both by phone. What an honor it has been to have you on the broadcast tonight. May I call you up sometime in the future, maybe do another program?
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Yes, you may, sir. Love you, Pastor.
Brother, y'all have my contact info. Keep in touch with me. May God bless you both. If I can do anything to help you all, just feel free to call me, okay?
All right, and that goes both
Pastor.
Ways.
Okay, Pastor.
All right, talk to you both soon again. Wow,
God
folks.
Bless.
God bless. Good night. What a powerful, powerful broadcast. Wow. If this program is meaningful to you, would you please help us keep it on the air? I'm dead serious about this, people. I really am. I want to be here as long as our Father wants us here, but we do need your help. And I want to thank you for praying for us. Thank you for the very sweet cards I get from time to time. I got a birthday card from a young guy up in Pennsylvania the other day. What a sweet card. I appreciate that. Got a thank you card from a listener in Washington State. These things mean more to me than I can tell you. I know Butch Paul. I'm a mere mortal. I'm just a mere flesh and blood man that makes lots of mistakes, that doesn't understand a whole lot about eternal things. But I'll tell you right now, folks, there's more out there in the spiritual side than we'll ever comprehend while we're in this earthly body, both good and evil. It behooves us to be on our knees daily, fasting and praying. I ask everybody to fast every Wednesday. I did today myself, to fast and pray about what's coming in this country. Folks, America is about to be judged harshly. The whole world is. But believe me, America will be judged the harshest because she was given much, and to whom much is given, much is required. We are going to pay greater than any nation in the history of the world. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. I have children, grandchildren. I don't want to see this come upon America. But folks, the blame lies where it lies. For many, many years, we voted for the lesser of evil in this country. With each administration, we got more evil, and it gets worse every time. We brought this sin upon ourselves. We brought destruction upon ourselves. We've tolerated sin. We've turned the backs on people that need help, the unborn children. We as a people deserve whatever our Father says is what we're worth deserving. And judgment begins at the house of God. Understand that. And if you don't understand, as 2 Peter teaches about Lot's soul being vexed. And that, by the way, that is a mark of God. Read it for yourself. Ezekiel, that's a mark of God. If you're not crying or weeping what you see, then you're not walking in Christ. And that's all I can say. But please, let's pray together that our God give us strength. Or as Pastor Dana says in his dreams, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Don't forget to give us a call and say hi to us. We're here to help you where we can. Have a wonderful night, and I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill.
You know, it took a lot of courage to hit those.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.